If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. It's another Shotcast motherfucking Saturday.
I mean, they're going to start saying Deck the Halls there. I said, well, it's about 7 months, 8 months early for Christmas, you know? But fuck it, why not? We'll do Christmas in April instead of July.
Deck the Halls, baby. I'm going to take it outside, deck your ass. Deck your fucking halls, motherfucker.
Deck my halls, though, man.
What was that? There's a Dropkick Murphys song about Christmas, and that's one of my favorite lines. It's like something about my shitty little nephew punched me in the balls. I'd like to take him out back and deck more than the halls.
Nice.
I don't remember the exact lyric. Welcome to Shotcast Saturday, folks. We're back to our normal bullshittery. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should we drop Shotcast in favor of another Guns N' Radio, like a pre-taped version in the middle of the a week, like a shorter version? You guys had spring break, and you didn't seem to mind that. So let us know your opinion on that, by the way, because we're making some decisions here on the future of the show, so we would like to have your input as well.
Absolutely. People. Yes, hit us up anywhere. You know, we're here, there, everywhere, anywhere. We're somewhere, you know.
But today on the show, as you can tell by the title of this episode, we're going to be listening to 117 Degrees by Izzy Stradlin. Man, we just getting a little taste out of our mouth before we move on to Sweet Child of Mine tomorrow on the show.
Oh, man, that's going to be hype as fuck, and I cannot wait for that. We're covering one of the big ones, one of like the top three.
Yeah,
you know, like I would Jungle, say. I would say this one, and like Paradise City is like the third of the top like three. I'd say.
Oh yeah,
November Rain is like a fourth.
This is definitely one of our most important episodes yet.
Oh, absolutely, hands down.
So we hope we do you right, but for now we're gonna kick back and listen to something I've never heard before. Hopefully you've never heard either. This is 117 Degrees. By Mr. Izzy Stradlin, and that's coming today on Shotcast Saturday. You know, I got to say a couple of things. First off, I want to thank Ian for being here. We had such a packed show, I didn't get to get around to tell you what I wanted to bitch about in my personal life on Sunday last week.
Yeah.
So, you've been to my house. I think you've probably seen the inside of that closet.
Yeah.
In my bedroom. Pretty packed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can finally walk around in there. Because I actually took time out of my day the other day. I've been having I thought about giving shit away to listeners, like just one of Dustin's crap that he doesn't want. But I think I'm going to end up donating it to a worthy charity, which I actually have one in mind already lined up. So anyway, yesterday at the time of this recording, it doesn't matter. Yesterday, I was upstairs in that closet cleaning that motherfucker out, getting out anything that I didn't want to keep or was just storing. And I filled up, how many we got? I think I counted 6 boxes. Like, for example, I had 4 suitcases. Who needs 4 fucking suitcases?
Jeez.
You need one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You take one with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I need one. So I ended up keeping 2 because one is like small, like an overnight, you know, like 3 or 4 days, and the other one's kind of huge.
Not carry on. Yeah.
So if I ever travel somewhere where I need a wide variety of clothes, I'll have a really big suitcase. I did keep that. And then when I'm not doing that, I can put my winter wardrobe in that big suitcase during the summer. And kind of.
That sounds good.
So, anyway, I was so proud of myself. I worked diligently, and I didn't get distracted by the shit I find, because normally that's a thing that happens in that closet, is, like, I start playing with the wigs, or I have, like, the big goofy glasses, but I threw away a lot of costumes and stuff, since I don't really do that kind of content anymore, and most of them were getting old anyway. So I've filled up about 6 boxes of just random bullshit that was in that closet. Mm-hmm. And I was getting rid of it. And then I called the charity that I'm donating it to. They're only open Wednesday through Saturday from noon to 3 p.m.
What kind of fucking business is this?
Which means with my work schedule, I'm not going to be able to donate this shit that's sitting in my fucking living room now for a whole other week.
God, what the hell? Yeah, roll open for 3 hours. Why even be open? What's the fucking point?
Because everybody's volunteers and it's all going to a church.
I guess, but still, like, that's so lame. Even if you're not for profit, have some better hours.
You guys ought to make an exception for me since I'm award-winning podcaster over here.
I was going to say, my mom used to work for a nonprofit. She still worked 9 to 5.
Well, these people are retired, and they're all, like, elderly people.
Oh, still.
But, like,
but yeah, these people want to, you know, talk shit about, oh, here's your whippersnappers are all spoiled. Put them to work, sucker. You may be retired, but you still got fucking money to make, son.
I read, though, that that place makes some pretty good bank. I don't know, though. It's not like everybody's fucking rich.
Yeah, tell them they're 401k and shit. With that.
Oh, they don't have a 401k. They had a pension. Brother, 401k is for suckers like us. We're post-Reagan people. If you came along before Reagan, you had a pension.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have pensions anymore. Now we have 401ks. We have to gamble for our retirement on the stock market. Rather than get a guaranteed check. Yeah, they did away with pensions. That's why nobody works 9 to 5 anymore, because Ronald Reagan took all the power away from the unions. Gave it to the rich people. Hate Ronald Reagan. I hope he's in hell right now.
Yeah, him and his wife can both go to fucking hell.
Oh, dude. Nancy Reagan would fit right at home in hell, because I'm convinced that's where she came from in the first place.
Maybe they can say hi to O.J. Simpson while they're there, too.
Hey-o! Oh man. Anyway, I just wanted to bitch about that because now my living room is full of boxes that I can't get rid of until Saturday.
Because the cats are going to be all in there because these fucking cats are like, oh, a box. I gotta, you know, mark my territory in there.
They are. They've been climbing. They climbed all over it for because I finished this yesterday. So like last night, they climbed all over it and everything, and then by today, they've lost interest. So at least there's that.
Oh.
Do what?
They're just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah. Cheeseball's asleep right beside me right now, so we'll... Anyway, 117 Degrees by Izzy Stradlin is our song of the day. Shall we get into it?
Let's get right into it.
Now that you've got to listen to me bitch and moan for him.
Yeah. Oh.
This is such a departure from the last thing we listened to on Sunday.
Yeah, this just like hits you right in the face. You're like, rock and roll. Boom.
Rock and roll, bitch. All right, let's get going. I don't know, man. I'm digging this so far.
I am. Yeah. Holy. It's like starting off hot. It's fast. It's like, man, it's good. This is pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
I'm going to do something real quick. Because it's tradition, I'm going to pull up the 90s sitcom shits on YouTube over here.
Oh, and what do you got in mind now?
I don't know, man. I literally just fast-forwarded until it got to the end of one and then decided to pause it before I got to it. The theory, was it Jeff that said it, that any of this will...
This was Jeff, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's get back in the song. Let's see if it works with whatever comes up next.
Yeah,
Oh, it's Family Matters. I don't know. It kind of works.
Hey, original when he came original Phil Johnson.
Dude, when he came marching down the stairs just now, it did fit perfectly.
That was so perfect.
I really didn't know what we were getting either, so. I mean, it does kind of lend itself to it. It's not the best one yet, but.
It's weird because it looks like Too Many Cooks.
Oh, it does look like Too Many Cooks.
Like the font and just like the way they zoom in is like tripping me out.
Too Many Cooks is now 10 years old, just a heads up.
Yeah, we gotta do a watch along of that.
Too Many Cooks?
Yeah.
Got a dope guitar solo.
That's crunchy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I fucked up. Sorry, I was trying to adjust the volume. I don't know why the fuck is he couldn't do more shit like this. Why even do that fucking... Miami, was it Miami? I don't know which one's the one I hate. The acoustic album.
Oh, it was Fire, the acoustic album.
Oh, Fire, I hated that shit. Like, you've put out so much bullshit, man. If you'd have stuck to shit like this, dude, we would have had...
This is, yeah, some really
I might have believed. Izzy is the glue that holds us together. Well, if you put out all, if everything you put out sounded like this, I would agree. Because I'm digging this. Does it sound like Guns N' Roses? No, not really, but it's different, and it's good different, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's a very good different.
I feel like we're getting to a breakdown or something that's going to change before we get to the end of the song. So I'm going to pause it so Chris Caputo, you can read the lyrics.
All right. I'll start from the top then, right here. Westbound ride through Texas. The sun here really burns. Open up and try and beat the heat. Still don't do much good. Kick back and endure it. 100 miles to go. Take a break. Get some shade before we start up again. 117 degrees, 117, so I'm told. And then he goes, I don't know. I don't know. The chorus is very simple. It's basically spelt like, you know, a hot ass fucking day somewhere in the southern of the United States.
Wasn't it Arizona where his house was that he was selling it?
Colorado, I think.
Oh, Colorado? That's pretty cold.
So he was going like Midwest.
It's so weird that Colorado is so cold. And then Arizona is so hot, but they're, like, so close together.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's weird.
It's the elevation.
Yeah, because Denver's, like, way above sea level.
If you've ever had sex in Denver, you're technically in the Mile High Club.
You're about halfway there, I'd say.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, when I first went to Denver, I called my boss. I was on a work trip, and I called my boss kind of freaking out because I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me. Yeah. I sneezed. I don't get nosebleeds, ever. Mm-hmm. I sneezed, and then when I sneezed, I looked at my hand was just covered in blood. So every time I'd blow my nose, just blood would come out. And I called my boss. I was like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but ever since I got here, the slightest little sneeze or something or sniffle, and my nose just gushes fucking blood.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it was the altitude. Air pressure.
Yeah, the altitude, all that shit, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, got a lot of nosebleeds in Denver. A lot of hot girls, though, but a lot of homeless people. Made me sad.
Yeah. Sounds like Vancouver.
Yeah. I spent most of my time at the Hard Rock when I wasn't working. They kept wanting me to go out, and like it's like, we're waiting on you, Dustin, and I kept telling them, don't wait on me. I don't want to hang out with you people. You are not my friends. I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate mixing.
Yeah.
when work people then pressure you into hanging out, and then since they're your boss at work, they act like you're obligated to be there at a certain time and follow their schedule when you're on your own fucking time. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not getting paid to give you the pleasure of my company right now. Go the fuck on. I think his name was Brady. Maybe he's watching right now. Look, Brady, I was late that day because I didn't want to come, and I was hoping you guys would go the fuck on without me so I could do something else because I didn't want to hang out with you guys. Simple as that. You were uptight, and Adam was a cunt, and I didn't like him. I liked you just fine. I just didn't like Adam. Yeah, he was a slimy piece of shit. No, fuck Adam. Brady was cool. Fuck Adam.
Oh, okay. Fuck Adam. Brady, okay, nevermind then. Brady Bunch.
Brady was cool. Not Adam, though. Fucking Adam. I still hate you after all these years. I hadn't worked there. 2013 is when I quit. So no, it's been a decade. Yeah.
It's been 11 years and the vitriol is still there. Of course you, Adam.
I'd fuck his wife, but only if I knew he'd find out and cry.
Put that shit in this. The hover of 17 degrees. This ending part is like the intro for like this good time.
Oh, wow. You said that's the intro for something?
That'd be the intro for like the sitcom. Put the intro on there. 117. Because like the less words, the better. When you're doing like,
oh, this, yeah,
like, you gotta have like one verse and maybe a chorus, and then that's it. Like, it has to be under a minute, no more than that. You know,
well,
like, you gotta write like the next like big theme song, like it's like for like, you know, the greatest American hero or something.
Believe it. I've never seen that.
I'm walking on air. Well, people know the theme song, no one's ever seen the show, so there you go.
I've heard of it, I've heard it was a good show, but I don't know. Yeah. I just, if I'm turned on the TV, I always find something better to watch.
The theme song is fucking good, so I'm just going to say that.
Well, you want to review this song first?
Yeah, I'll go into it, man. This is awesome. It's hard to find like any faults with the song. It's not like a 5-star, but it was very enjoyable. I like this like quicker, like fast pace, more Izzy, you know. I guess it's like a little bit punk rockish in the way it's like, you know, it's tight and it's not like, you know, overextending its welcome. It's about 3-ish minutes. It's very fast paced, works well. I really like the song actually. You know what? I don't know. The first number on top of my head I'm thinking of, 4 out of 5. So I'm going to go with that.
Oh, it's pretty high praise. Yeah, man. I don't have much different to say about it. I really liked it, man. I felt like this was a good little rock and roll track, man. It moved quick, but it had a really good tempo. It had a really good beat. It was fun to listen to. You know, even though we kind of bullshitted our way through most of it, it was fun to listen to. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's pretty. I'm almost with you, but I don't think it's 4 territory for me.
Okay.
But very close. Very close. Yeah. But what did you think? That's the most important thing. Let us know if you're watching on YouTube in the comment section below. For everybody listening to the audio version of our podcast, head over to gunsandradio.com and get your free invite into our Discord where you can continue the conversation and let us know. What did you think about 117 degrees? But while you're at gunsandradio.com, if you'd like to support our channel, head over to our Patreon and sign up. It doesn't cost much. I think it's like $3.
You gotta try it out for your 7-day free trial, and if you like it, keep going for it.
That's right. So you get a free trial on everything. Movies That Rock, Private Parts is up now, as well as Rockstar. We've done it. It's so weird. We've got so many of them up, and it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Purple Rain, we did. Rock of Ages, The Room, which I was on.
Yes, The Room. Rock of Ages, Purple Rain. Yeah, yeah. Rockstar, and Private Parts. So, yeah, there's plenty of movies to choose from. Plus, the Tenacious D episode that got banned from YouTube, where Chris and I watched Did The Pick of Destiny.
Them. Yeah.
That is exclusively on Patreon. That's the only place we can post it without getting in trouble. So,
dang.
You know, a little something for you to dig for. You'll just have to look it up and find it. But it's there.
It is there.
And plus, of course, you get Shotcast Saturday immediately after it's finished. You don't have to wait till Saturday to get the latest Shotcast. So as soon as we are finished taping it, we put it up on there for you. And, yeah, we really appreciate you guys if you would consider joining us over there. But that's going to do it for this episode. I got nothing else to add. Come back tomorrow. We're going to be listening to Sweet Child of Mine. That's going to be a damn good show.
I'm going to be delving through that song, watching, maybe we'll watch the music video, you know. Or actually, I did find there was a fan-made music video. I just remembered when we pulled that song, I remember there was like a fan-made music video where they did the concept that Axl originally wanted to do for the music video, and they made it sort of reality. So maybe we'll do a double music video watch along for that one. We'll
see. I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah.
But we'll see you guys then. And until then, I'm Dusty Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo. We'll see you guys tomorrow in big, big, big fucking episode of Guns Radio. Tomorrow night, Sweet Child of Mine. Peace.